I'm going to give us a hint. The answer is going to be in the Word of God here, probably verse 21. She didn't have a sword. What did she use, young man? What does she have? What did she have? Say it again.
A tent peg.
Okay, a tent peg, nail. What do you think is the connection between that tent peg or nail and other tools that we've been talking about over the last day and a half that have been used to defeat the enemy?
My word is like a hammer.
So the pin is apparent weakness because what? It's not a what?
Standard weapon.
Right, you would think of some of the large, the chariots of iron, you think of the big sword. She just has this little, it's probably not that small, in relatively speaking, it's not a little pin, but it's one of these stakes that you can drive down the edge of a tent to keep it in place. She goes and she gets that. And in contrast to the largeness of the enemy, the strength of the enemy, it is a very insignificant tool, right, or weapon that she uses to defeat this great foe. That's why the thought that we've carried from 1 Corinthians, that God uses the simple things, the weak things, to confound the wise. So this woman, who is not a military person, who is the wife of the Kenite, Heber, who is in a tent, which reminds us of, in a sense, of pilgrim character. She doesn't have the conventional weapons of warfare to deal with this man. But she uses a mantle. She uses milk. She uses even this kind of safe zone to put him at ease. And immediately when he goes to sleep, because he has no fear that she is going to destroy him, she reaches and pulls out that tent pin. And she takes, as Brother Chris says, she takes the hammer, right? A picture of the Word of God. And she drives it home. And you know, young people, this is our weapon of warfare, right? Drives the Word of God home. Takes that pin, puts it in his temple, and it says that he died. He was fast asleep, and she fastened it onto the ground. Just imagine how long that peg was to go through his head, his temple, and fasten him to the ground. And he died. Before he even knew what hit him, he was gone, and the enemy was defeated. How swift is the judgment of God when we use the Word of God? And sit around for 30 days figuring out some strategy. Hey, come on in here. Yeah, take some milk. Here's a mantle. It'll cover you up. Feel good. Don't fear. Pick up a 10-pin. Hammer. And running around here for days and weeks. Take the Word of God and put to death the enemy.
She was ready. She was spontaneous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She knew what's available in the tent. She is resourceful. She knows what to do. It's not a matter, sometimes I wish I have the ability of this so I could do this and this and that. No. What do you have in your hand? Let me say again what I said a few minutes ago. What do you have in your hand? Jill, you are in the tent. What do you have in your hand? All I have is little things. But how am I gonna defeat the enemy? Gideon, you're gonna go and fight the battle? Yes. What are you gonna need? 300 men and how many swords and machine guns? No, jars and torch. How you fight people with that? Are you talking about the shock and awe?
Right.
That's exactly what have taken place. You see, again, the ways of God are different than our ways. And we need, again, it is being in the presence of the Lord, being familiar with the Word of God, and willing, because I think one of the things that characterized in chapter 4 and in chapter 5, people who were willing, it's a volunteer work. Nobody drafted anybody. Nobody drafted Jalen and said, by the way, when he runs to you, this is what you do. None of that. As a matter of fact, the dummy told her, go and stand by the door. So she got the nail out of the, because that's how they close the door of the thing. So she pulled the nail out from the tent, because that's, you know, stand by the door, close the door, make sure nobody comes. No problem. So now he's no suspicion at all. She's pulling the nail so she could close the door. He fell asleep. Scripture said she walked softly. Mm-hmm. And her tippy toe. She went in there. Man, she was a strong woman. I like that. She got the hammer and she got the thing and she nailed him right there. Game move. And where did she do it? Remember what we were talking earlier? The mind. Jail. The intelligent, the reasoning. And you know what? And he. Death. By dying, defeat. He nailed him to the cross. He defeated him. He bruises the serpent head, the seed of the woman. That's exactly what had happened here. It's just a small picture. What do you have in your hand to defeat the enemy? Whatever you have in your hand, you know, it's, you could say, well, I need a, that's, that was a mighty cap, just a little nail and a hammer, and just smack him right in his head. You know what? It is the word of God. It is the word of God. You want to hit the enemy between the eyes? It is the word of God. And I really wonder, he wasn't sleeping. I think he was sleeping like this. I think he was sleeping on his back. And she came right there. And she nailed him there. I think the moment the thing, and he opened his eyes, what is the horror that he see? What did he see? A hammer and a nail, and a woman standing on him. And he was defeated. The last sight that he see, the sight of the seed of the woman bruising a serpent's head. You know, the victory is ours. It doesn't matter how weak you are in yourself. What do you have in your hand? You know what? It would be a shame if you didn't have the milk and the quilt and the knit. It would be sad if she doesn't have anything. But whatever little you have, all of you have a Bible. Anybody here doesn't have three Bibles at home? You got one for your first birthday with animal pictures, and then you get one, and then you get, you know, the Darby Bible, and you get the King James and Darby, and then you get... anybody here, can you raise your hand if you never, ever, ever have a Bible? That's what it is. Then use it. That's all what you need. You don't need anything else, the Word of God. And as you read the Word of God, you look at commentaries and everything to help you out.